It's Hot and Soul.
This is my station.
And absolutely, this is your station. Time is exactly 8:30 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. It is officially the third hour. We did say just a little bit earlier on that we're going to be having a conversation, a little bit more of an in-depth conversation pertaining to the stationary drive that we are hosting as a Fresh FM, and obviously in partnership with Learn on One and Pick and Pay. And we do have the brand manager of Learn on One in studio with us, and that is Ruke Kaukunga. How are you doing today, Ruke?
I'm fine, Shekwan. How are you?
I'm good. The herrorness came out. Sorry.
Actually, the herrorness is not working because
it's not. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Kaakunga.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. Sorry, Mbanji. Forgive me. So, how are you doing today, okay?
I'm good. How are you,
Good, good. How has the week been for you?
The week is hectic, but we're surviving.
We're surviving, hey? Yes. But have we had a good start to the year?
Amazing start to the year.
Is it?
Yes.
No, that's amazing.
And ready to rock.
To rock, hey? Yes. So you took on the Learn on One brand. How has the journey been for you so far?
The journey has been very, very beautiful and transformative, both personally and career-wise. It's just been very, very amazing, really. I've loved my work at Learn on One. I must say it's fulfilling work I do. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. So maybe to anyone who doesn't know about Learn on One, can you tell us a little bit more about the Learn on One Pick and Pay and Fresh FM Back to School Stationery Drive? More specifically, maybe just what difference does this initiative do or make actually in the lives of the Namibian child?
Okay, so just a brief background on Learn on One.
Yes, yes.
For those who don't know, we are an NGO that provides supplementary educational lessons and educational content for learners via TV and on our website as well. So
TV being One Africa, right?
One Africa TV.
Yes, yes.
And then
yes.
on the Learn on One website.
Okay, okay.
So doing this work for 5 years now, we have realized that as much as we are empowering learners with the educational content on TV, it actually won't work if learners don't have the tools that they need to be able to go through the lessons. We engage a lot with teachers, with schools, with learners on the ground, and we have noticed a big need in stationery. We see it even in the media all the time, especially at the beginning of the year, that not all parents can afford to buy their children
stationery that they need.
So we decided to just take it upon ourselves to get the stationery drive going. To be able to collect as much stationery as we can for learners in need. And luckily, fortunately, we've been able to partner with Fresh FM. We're very, very grateful for that partnership, as well as Pick and Pay Namibia.
So in terms of the stationery items that you are collecting, first of all, what are those and how are those basically, or how are those donations going to directly just benefit the learners?
So we're looking at everyday school material that children need. You're looking at exercise books, pens, pencils, even coloring pencils, something as simple as that. Math sets for the older learners. Whatever it is that you can think of, that will help a learner in class to be able to just go through their lessons, to complete their assignments, and to participate fully in class,
which is
very, very important. So by donating these essential materials, we are able to ensure that every learner, or as many learners as possible at least, have the tools that they will need to learn and be participative in the classroom.
And you know what, it's taking me back to like when I was in school, for example. So I went in primary school, Bethel, right? Himumune Primary School. And I do remember being fortunate enough to have, you know, the stationaries that I needed and so much more. I think I was one of those kids that also had, you know, colorful pencils and so forth. But also just thinking back to some of my, you know, classmates that were not able to even have just a black or, you know, blue pen at the time, because we're using blue pens. So to the Fresh FM listener who's listening right now, who's a little bit intrigued about the stationery drive, how can they get involved, one, and then maybe just let us know what can they expect this coming Saturday, because obviously we're going to be in front of Pick and Pay from 9 to 12. So what is the vibe going to be?
So, yes, like you said, Pick and Pay, 9 to 12, yeah. Vernil Park,
mm-hmm.
this Saturday. It's happening. It's going to be hot and happening.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have your favorite Fresh FM presenters mm-hmm. on board.
Yeah.
And then we also have a special surprise. We have some young superstars
mm-hmm.
who are going to join us, some of the kiddie superstars that we engage with on Line on One.
Yeah, yeah.
So, basically, we just want the listeners to come through and okay. join us on this special initiative.
Mm.
When you're doing your shopping, we know a lot of you got paid.
Please.
You know, the money hit the
yes.
bank. So there isn't an excuse
right now.
Or
still hitting on Friday.
Still hitting even,
yes.
you know. So
yeah.
this is the perfect time. When you're doing your shopping, guys, just buy that extra book. You know,
yeah.
five books or pencils or,
yeah.
you know, anything extra that you can buy to add into our box.
Mm.
We really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And we know the parents, the ones who are parents, you are done with your child station.
Mm.
You know, I'm a parent myself. And
yeah, yeah.
our children have this long list of stations. I'm done with it. So I can now come on Saturday as a member of the public, as a member of this Namibian nation,
yeah, yeah.
to help another child. To just be able to have what my child has.
Exactly.
That is the main thing. We're just calling on everyone to look into their heart and
yeah.
to come and support.
And a little deeper into their pockets.
And into their pockets.
That part.
Yes.
So, okay, maybe also just enlighten us, how does this stationary drive align with Learn on One's broader mission to improve education outcomes in our beautiful motherland?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, Learn on One is really passionate about empowering Namibian children
yeah, yeah.
Through education. And we do that by providing educational lessons, educational content via TV and via online lessons.
Mm.
But that comes short if a learner doesn't have the material to go through the lessons.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
always, when we promote our lessons, we always tell the learners that you can't just watch the lesson and relax on your couch.
Come on.
You need to have a pen, you need to have a book.
A notebook, yeah,
and you
yeah.
need to
take
practice.
Down some notes, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Take the notes and you need to practice those lessons.
Mm.
So how do they do that if they don't even have anything?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where the stationary drive comes in. And
yeah.
we're just trying to, you know, align all the things that we do to be able to do as much as possible for the Namibian learner.
The Namibian learner,
and of
yeah.
course, we won't be able to help every learner in the country.
Mm.
But this is a start, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is just part of the ecosystem that we've all been building as private sector, especially to complement what the government is doing
yeah, yeah.
In education.
Oh, that's true. That's
yeah.
true. So final call out, maybe just a gentle reminder to the listener that also just tuned in right now. What is the most important reason why Namibians should actually support this back to school stationery drive? And also most importantly, show up that is on Saturday in front of Pick and Pay in Vernier.
So this is just a call for every Namibian listening
mm-hmm.
to be part of this initiative and give back to the community. We know, especially this time of the year, when the results come out of the ordinary and AS learners.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody has a thing to say.
True.
You know, everyone has something to say. Whether
yeah.
you're a parent, whether you're not a parent, because education affects us all.
All, yeah.
But on top of putting your 2 cents to the conversation.
Yeah.
Why not do something about it as
yeah.
well? Why not help a learner?
Mm.
And at the end of the year, you can complain and you can criticize the learners for their performance, knowing that you are also trying.
Yeah,
yeah, you are also doing your part.
Mm.
So I'm just really calling on everybody once again to join us, to participate in this beautiful initiative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come through to Pick and Pay, Vernil
yes.
Park,
on
Saturday
yes.
from 9 to 12. We'll
yeah.
be there.
Mm.
We'll have some special appearances from some young superstars.
Yeah.
And your favorite Fresh FM DJs will be there as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So Ome Dendin and Antikwana will also be on site.
I'm so excited.
You're right. And at this point, you know that we are very passionate, obviously, with anything pertaining to the Namibian child anyway. So Ruke, thank you so much for your time. We wish you nothing but the best. I'm pretty sure that this is going to be a success. But to you who's listening, we are relying and depending on you to show up and ultimately fill our box for us. That will be this coming Saturday in front of Pick and Pay in Vernil from 9 to 12.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.